First and foremost, Donegal was one of the few counties that had done a tally in the last European election. I was actually blown away with the vote I got in Donegal, over 14,500 votes in Donegal at the European election. So I was delighted to be nominated for this convention. But I suppose all my steps in politics, and it's not about me, it's about how we can put our best foot forward and attaining projects and delivery of infrastructure in Donegal. And we've done well in regard in the last in this last term. The TEN-T project, which is comprised the bypass of Belfast and Arder, I suppose a sort of bypass of Letterkenny, a new bridge across the Swilly and a road right out adjoining the A5 at Lufford. And the A5 project as well, those two projects have progressed really well. And in the next 2 years are going to be really critical. Those progress like that can't happen unless you have somebody at the cabinet table. We've had that in the former chairman, Conlogue. And myself and Charlie are, if we're contesting the same part of the county, we'd really split the vote and there'd be no seat. So, in the interest of the county and the party, and handholding that seat, we do have a chance, a good chance this time of a second seat in South West when we go. But from our respectiveness in the county, I'm withdrawn in the hope that we're in a good position for a cabinet position again, if we could turn the Conlogue over the line, which I've no doubt we will do, to ensure that projects that we're in dire need of can be delivered. And that's my main focus when it comes to politics at national level. It should be everybody's focus, really.
And then, Senator, when you consider, as you mentioned, the high amount of votes you've previously received, that in terms of going forward in the future, do you have any thoughts about what that could hold for you?
Well, politics is a funny game, and you never know what's ahead. I do intend contesting and do my level best to hold on to my Shannon seat and Shannon Aaron. And if I'm lucky enough to hold on to that, who knows what's ahead. But I'll have an open mind. If there's somewhere I can progress in politics, I'll take that opportunity. Unfortunately, it's not there at the moment, and I don't intend jeopardising the seat just for my personal gain. So that's why I made the decision I made, David. And as I say, I'll be contesting the Shannon election, which will be held shortly after the general is called.